Parents just do understand. Eileen Frances Millmore was born February 7, 1947, in Watertown, Massachusetts. She was the oldest of three children. Her mother, Helen, worked as a secretary at St. Patrick's High School, and her father, Stephen, was a firefighter and World War II veteran. She went to Boston State College and was an excellent student. She met my dad on a school bus on the way to a basketball game. She was head cheerleader, and he was the best player on the team. She tapped him on the head and asked to sit with him. She was 23 when she got married, 24 when I was born, and 41 when she got her master's degree in special education. She taught for 31 years, starting in elementary and ending in high school special ed. One of her most exciting moments was sharing an elevator with Sally Field. During a recent trip to Amsterdam, she sent me a picture of her smoking marijuana for the first time, just because I asked her to. She is kind, she is chatty, and she writes beautiful poetry. William Grinstead Poehler was born September 21, 1946, in Waynesboro, Virginia. His mother, Anna, was first married to William, his father, who left right after he was born. For the first 5 years of his life, my father lived in a foster home. Anna remarried, and her new husband, Carl Poehler, adopted my father and his sister and moved them all to Massachusetts. Anna and Carl had two more sons. The first day my father met my mother, he came home and told my grandmother, "I've met the girl I am going to marry." He was an elementary school teacher and also a financial planner. One of his most exciting moments was sharing an elevator with Boston Celtics Robert Parrish and Kevin McHale. For my wedding, my father, his friends, and my uncles performed a surprise tap dance number with top hats and canes. He is generous, nosy, and good at arm wrestling. They have been married 45 years.
Here are some things they taught me. You know what? I'll let them tell you. Guys, Mom, Dad, you're up.
Mom, make sure he's grateful to be with you. Your boobs won't be as big as mine, but you'll be happy about that as you get older. Always tell people when they do a good job. Always have a messy purse. Guilt works. You are the smartest and best. Monty Python is funny. Be nice to your brother. Be a light sleeper, and every time your kid wakes you up, scream like you are being attacked. Have fun dancing. Have male friends. Have more female friends. Your female friends will outlast every man in your life. Love your husband and don't belittle him. Love your kids and hope they do better than you did. You don't want to be the sexy mom. Dye your hair constantly. There's not much we can do about our Irish eyebrows. Postpartum depression, anxiety, and skin cancer run in our family. Ask your kids how they are doing, but sometimes ignore them when they say, "Not great." Love your work. Study hard and know how to write and read well. Memorize poems. Be nice to teachers. Teachers don't like kids who don't like teachers. Always bring wine. A home-cooked meal isn't so important. TV in your bedroom is okay. Follow sports and leave the room if you're a jinx. Be careful. You got those, Amy?
Amy, this is your father. Ask for what you want. Know how to shoot a free throw and field a ground ball. There are ways around things that aren't always legal. Hide cash in your house. Always overtip, but make a big deal out of paying the check. Eat whatever you want. Keep trying. Never remember anyone's name. Girls can do anything boys can do. Street smarts are as important as book smarts. Your mother is smarter than me, and I'm fine with it. Don't work too hard. You can have a chaotic childhood and still provide a stable home. Ask everyone how much money they make. Keep the TV loud and all the lights on in the house. You don't want to be the creepy dad. It's okay to cry. It's okay to argue. Tell everyone you meet what your daughter does until your daughter asks you to stop. Our family has a history of bad stomachs, heart problems, and loss of hearing we will deny. Don't hit your kids, except that one time. Love your wife's family. Don't listen to experts. Everything in moderation.
Thanks, Dad.